Let's start it.
We're live?
Hey, yeah, we're live.
Oh,
right,
we're live
now.
Baby,
we're live.
We're back. All I can do, mama.
Howdy, toddy. God almighty, this is the Triple Option Podcast coming to you from Cigar City Studios in the Tocobaga Consulting Office. I am your host, Law Smith, sitting here with me, number four in your hearts, number one in your programs. Let's give it up for Chad, Mad Chad, Sweeting, Sweetum, Sweetings.
Good to be back.
You just saw Tracy Wolfson. I wanna talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
And then we all took a break off, so we're a little rusty. We all took our bye week of sorts. Coming out of the tunnel, sitting in the center, if you're watching on Facebook Live, let's get it up for Steve Confetti Fintetti.
Go Tigers, G-E-A-U-X, Tigers, though.
Ugh.
Sorry about that.
Really? Off the bat.
Man.
No sleep, no rest for the weary.
Right, I think all three of us, before we start, all three of us should get like a 45-second rant.
That's a good idea. Each of our teams lost in despicable fashion yesterday.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell a story about, as an Auburn fan, going to LSU. I'll do it at the end of the show.
Okay.
But,
I
like
this.
That's
yeah.
a good story. I've heard it before.
It's an epic tale.
Is it more epic than having four headphones on you right now?
Do I have both in? Yeah. That means I'm busy. I got business going, man.
That's
all
good.
The time.
I like that,
buy,
by the way.
Sell,
that's
buy, sell.
Good. I like that.
I'll tease that out. Well, I'll talk about the experience I had going to Baton Rouge as an Auburn fan in 05. If you remember that game, it was the one, what's the kicker's name? Missed 5 of 6 field goals.
Oh.
Came down to the wire kind of thing. So Vaughn, is that his name?
No John one knows Vaughn. Because he missed 5 out of 6 field goals. So
no,
yeah.
people,
remember him.
No, we rue. It was like a rue his name. John Vaughn. Yeah. Ah, I think that's his name. I'm pretty sure. I'll look it up when y'all guys are talking. But did we want to get to? We got a sponsor. We're going to do the sponsor off the top of the show.
Plug it.
Look, if you're watching college football, there's a billion sponsors.
Yes.
Part of this show, go to the click just so it looks like you're interested, even if you're not, right? Maybe you don't have your own business. Maybe you don't need your own business phone line, but Grasshopper is a perfect answer for your line, too. You need that business line. It's an app that you can have on your phone. You can keep your regular personal line while you have your business line, and it'll my whole thing with a lot of people trying to do a side business or their own business, I called someone this week, and it went to a Google Voice, and I was like, brother, you can't do Google Voice, man, because if you advertise, Google doesn't want you to use this as a business line. I had a client about 3 or 4 years ago. We were doing ads for her, and her whole phone shut down, and it just happened randomly. She didn't know, and she called me frantically. I was like, I told you not to use a Google Voice line. There's a lot of people. I forgot. There's a lot of people that use that for business. I used to, too, until that happened. So go to trygrasshopper.com/3XO, like Triple Option Podcast. Get it? 3 times? The zero?
I like that.
The O?
I like that.
I still don't get it.
he's serious, too.
Well, 3 multiplied by O.
Got it.
This is bad pod right now.
No, this is good pod.
No, this is great.
You know, by explaining it, you'll remember it again,
yep.
Right?
See? Repetition.
By the way, you got to improv, Steve.
I invented improv.
You got a yes and. You just negated the whole premise right there.
That was improvisation.
You're
right
like,
there.
You're like, one of my favorite things in the office was Michael Scott when he's just like, I have a gun, and they're doing improv.
Oh, yeah? Every time?
And it kills the scene every time.
I love it.
Radio. Well, sports is different. The sports pod is more argumentative. And that's what you want.
No, it's not.
There you go. See, but you continued the premise on, so that's fine.
Yeah.
So trygrasshopper.com/3XO. Okay, let's get into it. Who wants to do their rant about their team first?
I mean, you should go first because you suffered the worst loss out of anybody yesterday.
Okay.
Because you actually had something to play for. Our teams have nothing to play for.
Definitely Tennessee does not. Maybe the Music City Bowl again, like last year.
I did have a theory.
Which
was
a good bowl game.
We don't play. I don't think we've won in Baton Rouge in a while.
Yep.
And I was thinking about it, and I heard, I think the stat was we haven't won there the last 8 or 9 times we've been there.
Yes, it's before, I think 1999 was the last time. Yeah.
So that,
which is not an easy place to win for anybody, by the way. So
yeah, well, the,
don't beat yourself up too bad.
Well, the NFL, anybody can lose to anybody in a kind of a way. Like,
sure.
I know you can make a Browns joke here right now, but
sure.
But like, the Browns could beat someone. It can happen. It happens every year. Like, the Patriots lose. The Chargers are like, they lose to someone they shouldn't. In college football, that's where tradition kind of plays into a lot of it. I feel like LSU could be the shittiest shit team like they are right now.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay. But but they weren't good coming into it. How about that?
Yeah. They beat Florida last week, though. They were kind of on the up. They started slow.
Transitive property-wise, yeah. Florida didn't look too –
new coaching staff.
They got
beat
by Troy in Mississippi State, who we found out Mississippi State's not that good. Yeah. All right. How about this?
A lot of pretenders this week got kicked out, though. I love that. Get them out. Get them out.
So what's frustrating is – Auburn plays like I was slacking y'all. I was like, oh, we're looking girthy. It's like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, you spoke too soon,
he was getting
man.
Hyped.
20-0 first quarter lead.
You
should have
went to the Chad Sweeney School of Texting, where he will literally try to reverse jinx his team by saying, you know, we're not playing that good still, even though we're winning, and it ends up working out in his favor pretty much every time.
Oh, the Bill Simmons reverse jinx.
Yeah,
I know all
about it. Chad like knows all about that. About that life.
Normally, that's my mode. That's usually where I'm at. But I was like, I was like feeling cocky. We're buying a house. I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, fuck
put
yeah.
it all on
like,
red. Let's go.
Put my traps on. Just like, ugh. Have you ever
He's
had
doing shrugs in the corner.
Well, I felt like the guy in Training Day. That's how that, I wanted to see if Chad could find that clip where it's like, you ever had your sheep pushed in? Like, I was feeling very the ego was big. Kerryon Johnson was running like a beast. We played great for
the first half.
First quarter up until about the last 4 minutes of the second quarter. And then it was just a different game. It was a It was like LSU was playing possum on us. Their defense started blitzing us, and it totally fucked us up. Our offense just wasn't like we were having like amazing fingertip catches in the first half, and then the second half shit would hit him in the hands and it would just go right through. And you're like, what? I don't understand this. So it's not all just Auburn fucking up. It was LSU playing really well in that half, like. Quarterback looked like he looked confident. Etling, I think is his name.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
for LSU, yeah.
Danny Etling.
He looked scared. He looked like Stidham in the Clemson game where he couldn't make a decision in the first half. And then second half he came out and it was like someone was like, look, you got a big fucking dick. Go out there and swing it. And he just he brought the girth. And so I can't
– That punt return, though, by DJ Chark, I think, took – the like wind out of your guys. Yeah. As soon as that happened,
that was
you guys,
huge momentum.
It was that shifted everything, I think, because that was it.
Him in general, he had a
he's a big time player.
He had a catch that took to a house, I think. He may have had a run. I think he scored all three, right?
I think he did. But that was to me was the turning point of the game.
And I didn't know his name, so I was just like fucking number seven. God damn it,
Leonard Fournette, not him.
No, definitely not him.
Plays like a beast too, though.
All three of us are watching, and all three. I mean, I know I hate LSU. Like, even though they're not our biggest rival, probably like they have the most. I mean, sorry LSU fans, there are probably some good ones out there, but they're the most vile fan base out there. They're evil. I know you have a story about it. I can have a quick story about LSU fans if you don't mind. It was maybe like 10 years ago, sitting in the end zone in a Florida game in Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, and there's one lone LSU fan. She was probably college age. She was wearing like a yellow tutu. She was like, her face was painted. No other LSU fans around her. So she obviously bought the ticket by herself, like younger, you know, like I said, younger woman. And she, every time LSU did anything, she was sitting behind me too. Literally screaming at the top of her lungs, like screaming, like, and I was like, hey, I turn around, I say, it's cool to cheer for your team, but you're just, don't scream in my ear, and she just continued to do it, and it was like, she was a maniac. So anyway, that's my impression of LSU fans. do you have a story about that, Law?
I'll save it for
the end.
I'll save
okay.
it for the end.
Right,
it's kind of long.
That's a tease.
Yeah, that's a tease. That keeps you.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, so
you guys like it when I use radio terms.
Cold opening.
What's y'all's rant about your team?
Well, I don't. Well, first of all, I mean, there was 8 upsets yesterday, ranked teams, and that was crazy. Tennessee not being my only gripe is this: look, when you're on the hot seat and you're a coaching staff and a head coach like Tennessee's is. And you have 2 weeks to prepare for an unranked Will Muschamp coach South Carolina team, and you can't get a touchdown, much less win the game. That's how you know it's a wrap. That's my problem. You had 2 weeks. You had one job to do. 2 weeks to find a way to score a touchdown. All you got was three field goals.
Get him, Steve. Get him.
That bothers me. I'm sorry. John Kelly didn't even have a touchdown yesterday. It just, I don't understand with a bye week how you can't prepare and find a way to watch more tape than South Carolina had time to. You still couldn't find a way to punch one in the end zone. That's my problem. They lost the game anyway, unfortunately.
Are you on team fire Butch Jones now? Are you officially on that team?
I am. It's just unfortunate because I really thought it was going to work out, but I just think it's just not. I mean, if you can't find a way to score and beat that team after having an extra week to prepare, something's wrong. I could see if you're playing, you know, Alabama, which they play next week,
mm-hmm.
and you had a week to prepare, you could prepare for two off seasons and still not beat Alabama. So it doesn't matter. But to beat an unranked South Carolina team when you're at home and you have 2 weeks to prepare and don't score a touchdown, to me, that's a problem.
Is there something to be said, though, because they had the early signing day in December now. Like, I mean, I think Tennessee has the number five ranked recruiting class, or maybe number four ranked.
They've been
I
in
mean,
the top 10 the past 3 years. Butch Jones has been there.
Might they lose some of their recruits if they fire midseason?
I don't know. I think the only ones that there might have a chance of losing will be the in-state ones. They do get a lot of the top-rated recruits out of the state of Tennessee. They've had in the past couple of years. And that would be the only worry I would have. But in terms of nationally, a lot of players still want to go. I know they just offered two from the class of 2020 from Detroit
this week.
Darryl Graham, two kids he coached. Wow. Enzo Jennings and another guy, nice. Offensive lineman.
Shout out to Darryl.
Got offers from Tennessee. So I think people still want to go there. Hell yeah, shout out to Darryl, my guy. But you know, I mean, that's it. I don't want to keep going on. It's just everyone knows my frustrations with it, so I'm done talking about it.
All right. And I'll go on my quick rant, too. So Florida falls to Texas A&M, 19-17. Texas A&M scores three field goals in the last quarter to take it to Florida. I mean, this Florida, I don't know. I'm pissed off, but it's kind of a lost season. I think a quarter of our players are gone due to either suspension or injury. Quarter
or
of our
jail.
Scholarship. Yeah.
It's like a plague.
Indicted.
It's ridiculous at this point. Our quarterback, he's got all the tools. Obviously, 6'5", huge cannon arm. But he had 120 yards throwing last night. He did have...
Not bad.
Was it the uniforms, though?
Three INTs. Oh, let's talk about the uniforms. Man, people are hating on the uniforms.
I like
them. Uniforms.
I like them.
You know what? Also,
Blue pants would look better, though.
It helps with recruiting. So yeah.
Every other school is doing it. So they're like, why don't we do it?
That helps with recruiting.
Oh, absolutely,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. Oregon was getting all the players because they had like 14 different uniform
options. That matters,
options.
Dude. To a 17-year-old, that matters.
That matters to me now, and I'm not even playing. If I was getting recruited now, I'm 32 years old, I'd still want to go.
You can roll your eyes all day, but it does matter.
It doesn't. Okay, well, it might get the redneck offensive lineman because y'all look like you're sponsored by Cabela's. It wasn't like...
No. What was
Browning.
The other one? No, Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, Bass Pro Shop.
Well, we're not the only team that does this, though. So
yeah, but
it works.
The other teams have good uniform. No, those were actually I liked them in the swamp. They were cool. I liked them.
Man. And you know what? You know what it was, right? It was a commemorate the 25th anniversary of Steve Spurrier nicknaming the swamp the swamp. That's what it was for. That's what it was for.
Now I like him even more. Yeah. I love the Wobble.
That story didn't come across very much.
I didn't even hear that till from you.
Right.
I didn't even say that on TV. That's a good point.
I talked to my parents. My parents are the biggest Gator fans. They didn't mention any of that. Like, they were at the game.
Well, sources though. That's what was killing me because like the most hate was coming from older Gator fans, because I'm friends with a lot of Gator fans, obviously. I'm friends with them on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. And the people who hate it the most were like the older, like 50, 60.
Because they like tradition. They want to see blue and orange when they come out.
That fits right in with Law's attitude towards it, because he's hating on it too.
I hate it because it's ugly. Because
you're an old man.
No.
He's an Auburn fan. That's why.
You want to fight my dad? That's all. You want to fight Scary Larry Smith? That's fine.
Don't do it.
The thing is, I would say, it's not attracting the crowd you want to attract. I'm saying, like, Oregon's looked sleek and cool and had matted finishes before anybody and had the shiny chrome helmets before anybody.
Shouts to Chip Kelly.
Y'all's look like Bass Pro Shop shit. Like, that's
I loved it, man.
It was like a Rorschach test. Like,
it's a matter of opinion.
Oh, I want to go hunting. That's all. That's not gonna get. It's not gonna get the hood. Really want to come there,
dude. You think that? I follow a lot of our recruits on Twitter, and they were tweeting up crazy about that. They loved it.
I loved it.
Little
too.
Fire symbols, the 100. Like, they loved the uniforms. The recruits loved it. So anyway.
Wow. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
In other news, Chad follows a lot of high school guys.
The one star.
I do. That's kind of sad, man.
The one star is like that.
I'm looking for our
recruits. Yeah, one star punters.
But no, man. Felipe Franks, 129 yards I'm seeing here.
Oh, okay.
Two INTs. He had one long 80-yard rush, which is great. But it was a sad day in Gator Country, and you know, whatever, it's a lost season, so I'm done with my rant now.
All right, let's
talk about the games that matter.
Look,
now.
Because like I said, we had 8 upsets yesterday, and we talked about this before. Where look, the flaccid schedules, the non-exciting schedules. That's what I said. Like, those are the ones where you can't sleep on these weeks. People say, oh, you know, it's a softer week of college football. There's no really big games. No, that's when the disruption happens, and I like this because we weed the pretenders out. Washington, we thought, was the real deal. Lost to Arizona State.
And Washington State.
Yes. Washington State. They lost. And listen to this, too, though. We also have other losses because the one that really I was surprised about was the Friday night game.
A boot?
Yeah.
Who lost on Friday?
Your Canadian came through.
Clemson Tigers.
Yeah, man.
No one saw that coming. Clemson. Kelly Bryant got injured, though, in the first half. He got a concussion. And they couldn't steal the deal against Syracuse.
Clemson was a 23.5-point favorite to Syracuse. Let me get my stat of the day real quick. The last time there were zero-ranked team matchups was Week 12 of 2009, and four top 25 teams lost that day. So I think there were 7 top 25 teams that lost.
Yes, yesterday, yep.
It's crazy,
man. I consider Louisville losing to Boston College an upset, even though Louisville's not ranked, which is why Lamar Jackson's Heisman chances are gone, unfortunately. But
that's so crazy.
Well, news alert, he wasn't going to be a two-time winner anyway. I thought it might have happened. But
he had a great day. He had a great day stats-wise. Oh, he had 5 TDs. I think he had 3 rushing TDs, 2 throwing TDs. But, yeah you're right. You gotta be in the playoff conversation at least.
Guys, I fell asleep dad style last night watching the Arizona State, Washington. You know when you're like – when you're younger, you'd see your dad just fall asleep. Yes. Just like,
Trip was watching the TV watch you.
Yeah. I was like, how did you just do that all the time? And it's like, okay, I get it now. Yes. I'm fucking exhausted all the time. Yeah. So I was trying to sit up and watch the game, and I was like, come on, fight it. You gotta watch it. Gotta watch it for the pod. And just fucking fell asleep like this. And I'm looking at the score, and I was like, oh, yeah. Because I was trying to watch highlights all morning. Yeah. It's 13-7 against Washington.
That Washington game, though, if you did watch it, it's funny because it was like the Bucks when you watch it. Kicking problems cost them that game. Washington's kicker missed some makeable field goals that would have been able to keep them closer in it to try to get a field goal to win. That's why they lost that game, along from some other offensive problems they had. They stalled in the passing game. But you know, I thought defensively Washington looked really good. They just offensively couldn't get anything done, but their kicking game really cost them that game. I was really shocked. I was not shocked that West Virginia was able to upset Texas Tech, because to me that's not an upset. But Texas Tech just got into the top 25, and now they're going to get thrown right back out. So the hot seat continues to get hotter for Kingsbury.
I know.
Your boy.
Cliff. I got a man crush on Cliff. It's fine. You know, he needs to take some shrooms, go to like an OAR concert.
Joshua and
like,
Tree.
Yeah, really get to know himself a little bit more. Yeah. I think he's gone too corporate. And, you know, he needs to get back to the Cliff bro we know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Boise State upset San Diego State, if you call it that. Tony,
That's my go-to second team. I mean, you have teams you root for that aren't in your conference.
Which one, Boise you like?
But I've always liked Boise since... Yeah.
Blue turf.
I've thrown a pass on that blue turf.
Have you?
Yeah. Nice. Threw it to former co-host Brendan T. Gleason.
Nice.
When we were
Did he catch it or
did
he drop it?
We did stand-up comedy in Boise.
Dropped it.
No, I have the video. It's awesome. Nice. Yeah.
In the end zone?
It threw like a 25-yard out route.
Wow, you strain your arm on that one? 25 yards.
Hail Mary on the out pattern. Wait, far hash or from the boundary?
No, dude, when we were doing – we did a 3-month stand-up tour. We literally – every time we got out for gas or anything, it was 90 shows, 75 dates – like jeez. 38 states or something crazy like that.
That's a girthy schedule.
Yeah, it was aggressive. It was when I was like 25. So every time we got out of the car or the RV, throw the ball everywhere. Mm-hmm. We're doing you know, sideline catches and trying to lean into them.
Yeah, tiptoe.
By the end of the tour, which was in Boise and Seattle and stuff, we could just throw shit on a dime, like whoosh, like because we're throwing basically
practice.
We're throwing 5 times a day. So I'll see if I can find that video and post it out there. Nice. And then Boise State, I always liked them since 06, since they really started to turn it on in the Fiesta Bowl and the Zebranski game. Yeah.
The Statue of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then proposed to his cheerleader girlfriend.
Yeah.
I wonder what that guy's doing now.
Not playing football.
I wonder if they're together.
They probably are, but we don't care. I do know that there should have been some more upsets, though. I'm surprised. I mean, USC just squeaked by Utah. Michigan barely got by Indiana in that game, and I do know a couple other games. Michigan State just got by Minnesota by a field goal, 30-27.
Let's talk about that USC game real quick, because your boy, I know you're a Sam Darnold hater, man, but he had a good game.
I wouldn't say hater, I'm just not a believer.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the same boat. I'm not big on him, but
I mean, he had great numbers. He actually was 27 for 50, threw for over 300 yards. He had three touchdowns. He played well.
And they beat Utah 28-27, yeah. By the way.
Yeah. I think it's his face. I think he's like Jimmy Clausen.
It's yeah. Not that.
No, he does have
Jimmy Clausen does have that face.
Jimmy Clausen looked like an emu.
What's he doing now? Is he still third string in Chicago?
Who knows? He's probably hanging out with Samarja somewhere.
I do know Oklahoma squeezed by Texas in the Red River Shootout, 29-24 Oklahoma.
Red River Rivalry.
I like to call it a shootout. I'll tell you this because it was a shootout,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm very surprised. Texas actually played really well, and people are on the coaching staff at Texas right now. It is the first year. They played Oklahoma very well defensively. Texas looked really good. Yeah. Forced Oklahoma to really pull this out in passing game. They're usually really known for their running game. But Baker Mayfield played well. Still in the Heisman race with that win yesterday. I was worried. Played well enough to keep them in the game at the end.
Yeah, two TDs, mm-hmm. 300 yards. But I think our boy Bryce Love might be stepping into the forefront here of the Heisman race.
You know, that's interesting.
Saquon Barkley had an off week. And Bryce yeah. Love blew up, two TDs, 150 yep. yards. So
most rankings have him. He jumped Baker this week. They have Saquon 1, Bryce Love 2, and Baker 3, and Luke Falk, the quarterback from Washington State, your boy Law,
yeah.
at 4. That's your top 4 right now in the majority, in the average of all the Heisman rankings out there. I don't think Bryce Love's number 2, only because they lost too many games early on. But, again, the good thing I like about this, why they put him high, is the way it probably should be, which is it goes to the most outstanding college football player.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If he's playing outstanding, that's what it should do, which is maybe why people think Lamar Jackson could still get some credit.
And not to mention, and Law, you like to harp on this, like it's all about exposure, right? Like how much FaceTime these people get.
East Coast bias versus the West Coast.
Yeah, if you watched College Game Day this last Saturday, they did a whole story on Bryce Love, him and McCaffrey, and how he broke McCaffrey's single game rushing record
that's my new conspiracy theory.
And it was just like a back and forth. And so it was like a full 15 minutes on Bryce Love. So, I know much more about Bryce Love now because they gave him all that FaceTime.
But it's not conscious. It hits your subconscious because the more you just see his images, the more you're likely to vote for him. It's like political campaigs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny because
they just hit you over the head with enough stuff.
Yes.
Over and over.
And the East Coast does that better. But this, we talked about this. It's funny you said that because I was laughing. My wife and I were watching College Game Day that last week. 2 weeks ago on this podcast, we talked about why that happens, and then College Game Day does it the week after us. That's a conspiracy theory.
Really?
Yes. If you listen to our podcast 2 weeks before, we talked about how the Heisman chances were tough and why Washington wasn't getting as much love because Jake Browning wasn't getting enough Heisman love, despite the fact that his numbers are great. They were undefeated. They're ranked in the top 10. We said that here.
Ooh.
And then all of a sudden, College Game Day last week does what? They start talking about exactly what we said in this podcast and why they weren't getting love. And I can tell you this. I'm surprised. Keep it going because listen to this conspiracy. Why would you not – you let – the Pac-12 lets USC get these primetime games or these early 3:30 games against Notre Dame, stuff like that. You never see Washington, Oregon, Washington State getting noon games, 3:30 games.
It's ratings.
Why? But why not? Why are you leaving them out in the cold? Yeah, but if you're number 6 team in the country, I'm going to watch that game, whether it's on at noon or 3:30. I don't care. I would watch that game. But they're not giving them an opportunity. Because listen to this. I know there's a time difference. Everyone knows this.
What?
But if you play a game at 3:30 in the afternoon and put it on TV, it's going to be 12:30 in Pullman, Washington, or wherever you are. That's good enough. You don't have to put them on at 10:30 at night. Let some people
wake up, sheeple. Wake up.
Yes, I like how you just listen. What
it's
was
all
that?
Connected.
It's all connected. We have to be able to see the fact that they need
connect
to put these
the
people
dots,
at different
sheeple.
Times.
It's a conspiracy.
Put Zooter film on it. We're
exposing reality.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to think they're trying to get that audience that.
But why schedule like that?
I don't know. I don't like it, but I'm saying like...
Because next week...
We're also old man balls right here. Like
USC plays Notre Dame. Guess what? That's going to be a game everyone's going to be able to watch. Because it's Notre Dame. I get it, and USC. But like
but
that
Notre,
Washington
Notre Dame
playing
is,
Washington State, that's a game that should be on at 3:30 in the afternoon so everybody in the country can see it.
Notre Dame has their own TV deal, so it doesn't...
So does Texas.
So it's irrelevant for them because they're just going to pick the best thing for them.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter for them.
Yeah. Just
throw that out. But I do agree, like, the Pac-12, 12-pack, whatever you want to call it.
They get hit hard out there. They should be getting some more love. That's all I'm saying. Some more exposure.
I think the theory is they can retain just that West Coast mountain time zone, like demographic, and just like go, well, if we can get people in Central and East, great, but we just need to hammer home what we can get here, and that's the best time for them because all the 3:30 games go right – go right into 8 o'clock, and then there's 10:30.
Well, and I know because a lot of the, I mean, I talked to a lot of recruits over the past 2-3 years as they were going to SEC schools that I've met, and even through Daryl, and they tell me one of the reasons why we look at SEC schools is because they know that at least one or two of their games a year will be on 3:30 on CBS. They're going to hear Gary Danielson, your boy, you know, doing those games. But that matters to them. Like the one of the number one recruits out of the state of Michigan going out for next year, Marquand McCall, commits to Kentucky. He had offers from Michigan, Michigan State, and other schools out west. Oregon offered him. UCLA offered him. He could have went out west, but he goes, look, if I play for Kentucky, I know at least my games will be on ESPN or CBS at least every other Saturday. Mm-hmm. I have a chance to play. And that's what they want. So a lot that also hurts the Pac-12 recruiting-wise. I mean, they do well enough getting good enough players from the state of California and otherwise, right. But you'd be surprised how much more they would get. It would kind of round out the Heisman voting and give a lot more teams exposure if they could put some of their games on earlier on this coast. I'm surprised they haven't done that.
And it's a cycle, right? Like the more exposure they get, the more they, you know, it's just like they just the top, it keeps all the powers up top.
Yeah. And I think the players, you'll get more of a spread of more SEC-type talent might want to go Pac-12, and it'll kind of make things a little bit more even. I don't know, maybe. It's just it's a thought, but it's something to think about. But, you know, I just think about that because when you look at the Heisman rankings this week, you don't really see a lot of Pac-12 players, but you do see Bryce Love because all of a sudden he wasn't in the top five this whole time.
Yeah.
They do a special on him. He has a big game, and now they want to put him in, and now he's ranked second.
He'll definitely be, he's got to be top three.
By the way, I'm finally going to say this. I think Saquon Barkley is the number one Heisman candidate right now.
With an off week.
Yeah.
No, but he is. But, I mean, Baker did well yesterday. But to me, I think if you stay consistent with the thought of who's the most exciting, Baker's exciting as heck. He's number two for me, Baker is now.
He is 14th, but I'm going to give it to Saquon Barkley. 300-yard game or something
I mean, he looks good. But I'm going to go with that. And I think my number three is probably Luke Falk right now. So I'm going to go Barkley, Mayfield, Luke Falk are now my top three.
Even Luke Falk, who had an abysmal game against Cal, like they look like Washington State before Leach.
Did you call that upset, by the way?
No,
I thought you did because Cal beat them yesterday. And I was very surprised.
No. I like Washington State, so I would have probably blindly went with them. I like what they're doing, but Cal I didn't think was good at all.
Yo, who did win with TCU? Your team.
I blame the forest fires, really. I mean,
that's debatable, yeah.
It's fog, it got
that's
in their
a, that's
eyes.
That's a conspiracy
yeah.
theory.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a
conspiracy theory. Who started the fires, all right?
Yeah.
Who started it?
Some hippie.
I mean,
some,
was it Billy Joel or
some crunchy,
you know, we didn't
some
start the
crunchy
fire.
Student
but
on Berkeley's campus was like, look, I'm going to show the world how capitalism ruins the forest and then
and
burns
then,
some
and
shit
and
up.
This went too far, they said.
And then they're like, oh, no, got on my hoodie, shit.
But honestly, it's sad. There's actually a lot of people who died in that. So,
what?
Yeah.
How many?
40.
40?
Yeah.
It was on today on the news. I was in the gym this morning watching
like an asshole
news.
Law.
Yeah.
Steve did
I was just trying to bring that back full circle. Anyway, I just want to talk because Law is the biggest TCU fan I know.
I don't feel bad, by the way. So
TCU's crushing it.
Yeah, TCU's crushing it.
Like,
you know why?
Lots of pretenders got weeded out this week. Auburn pretender, gone. Florida, big time pretender, we know. Why?
Because they're
Kenny
keeping
Hill.
It Trill.
They're keeping it Kenny Hill Trill. Yeah. Hey, he looks good, man.
He says, I want to lose that moniker.
Now, do you put him in the Heisman race at all? Number 6 team in the country, good numbers, no touchdown passes yesterday.
His stats are actually not that good. His stats were kind of amazing.
That's what I mean. No touchdowns.
No TDs,
yesterday. He
no
threw
TDs.
For almost 300 yards yesterday, no touchdowns.
I think last year they really thought, let's try to get his stats up. I don't know if this is the actual way you go about it. As a coach, I don't know. I can't tell because I could feel like, we're going to try to get him hit pad his stats or like get him up if we can. I feel like this year he's just about whatever it takes to win. I watched a piece on him and I was like, I'm suckered in. I believe everything on those Tom Rinaldi pieces. I'll cry every time. But like,
that's awesome.
But like Kenny Trill. Basically, he's just like, I feel like he, from what I can see play-wise, it's just whatever to do to win. It doesn't matter. It's not about getting 100 yards on the ground, 300 in the air and or that, but it's more about just winning. His stats aren't that great.
And TCU won 26-6, and they are in the playoff conversation
But guys, their defense is really what was – making them hard. They could score last year. They could score. It wasn't really
no. You're
Arkansas
absolutely
game
right.
Last year, for no. sure, that was
their offense got better. And I think their defense got worse because we talked about this when they played Oklahoma State that mm-hmm. game when mm-hmm. TCU won, but it was like a 40-point score on each side, which means that the defenses were garbage in those games. Yeah. So their defense really is probably their problem. And I think their offense picked up better from last year, and they're doing a lot better now.
Patterson was known for defense.
I don't know how, but
really surprised. Yeah. Well, I mean, what was
their defense? Is their that's their Achilles heel? Yeah, but, assistant.
Yeah, but I mean, they had like top 20 defenses while he was there mm-hmm. every year. So
different talent pool though. Big Ten versus when you're at TCU, you're getting different
players. You're in
Texas. He's not getting the number one recruits out of Texas.
Yeah, but you could get the guys.
He might be now.
You
soon.
Get the guys that fucked up.
They
at
stay
Texas
up.
And then just.
All right. Here's the ultimate question: right. Are they a pretender, or they're a number six ranked team in the country? Are they going to be in top four at the end of the year?
No.
Okay. Because I want to talk about this with you guys because we don't talk about rankings enough on this podcast, which is fine with me. But the top four is going to change this week.
Top
Clemson
five
drop?
Hottest coaches. Sorry.
No. Oh, yeah, sorry. I was talking about players. My bad. Oh. So who's dropping out? Like, what is your top five look like this week?
Top five cutest coaches are goes Cliff.
Cliff, 1, 2, 3, and 4. There yeah. you go.
Dylon.
What if someone just came into this podcast? They're like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, I would have turned it off.
Ranking the cuteness factor. Yeah, right. You would have been like, "What is this big forehead guy talking about?"
So. Yeah, because number two on your list is Brett Bielema right now. So,
all right, we'll talk about Alabama. Alabama is still undisputed.
Alabama's kind of looked great last night. Yeah. Running game is strong.
Alabama, Penn State, Georgia. Georgia's
that's
in there
now.
That's
your three, you think?
That's three. And then number four, it might
TCU?
Be TCU. It's is having it, TCU.
That's what I'm wondering. Well, can they jump? Because Georgia's going to be three. Penn State will be two. Washington's gone.
Are they jumping Clemson? They got to jump Clemson. Clemson has a loss.
That's my question. Does TCU get four? Does Clemson drop to four? Or does Clemson go to six and pretty much switch spots and then TCU gets into the top four? And then that's the question overall because there's too many pretenders as happens every year. Is TCU deserving of a number four spot? Here's my point, Chad. They might not put them in on purpose because they shit the bed, TCU, eventually. So why would we waste our time putting them in if they're going to end up losing the game anyway? Or are they for real? Will they win out?
You gotta let them fail though. You gotta put them in until they give you a reason not to have them there. And if they are number four seed, they're gonna get boat raced by Alabama anyway.
So who do they have left? I mean, they play Kansas next week. I'm actually looking at their schedule right now. So here's who they have left. They gotta play Kansas,
Oklahoma,
Iowa State, who beat Oklahoma by the way, upset. They gotta play Texas, Oklahoma.
Wow, that's pretty.
Texas Tech, Baylor. They're gonna lose one of those
games.
Yeah,
they're definitely gonna lose one of those
games. I think they're gonna lose to Texas or Oklahoma.
All right, Steve. So who do you think is the top four? Who at the end of the year? Who ends up
at the end of the year or right now?
No, at the end of the year.
When it's all said and done, all the smoke clears. Everyone wants to know you're gonna have Alabama one. All
right.
Penn State plays Michigan next week, so I don't know if I'm ready to sell them as number two yet. I'm gonna say Georgia's two. Alabama, Georgia. And then I'm going to put Clemson at three. And then when it's all said and done, I think Ohio State gets that four spot.
Really?
That's what I think is going to happen. When it's all said and done.
Law, how about you? What do you think your top four?
I like Alabama. I like Penn State. I just don't. Some reason I feel like they're going to shit down their leg.
I think next week against Michigan.
I don't think so.
Actually,
Trace McSorley.
So bad
against,
Michigan
does not look
so bad against Michigan State. Thank you for bringing back to earth on that. What was I thinking?
I think they're a portfolio mix of a lot in one stock, basically. And I feel like if you do that, it's always a recipe for failure. Like, I feel like it looks good now, but let's say Barkley gets hamstring injury.
Ooh.
Nagging.
He'll play on it the way Kerryon Johnson does.
Well, I mean, but those hamstring injuries are like those.
Those are the worst.
Yeah, they don't go away.
They don't go away. So we talked about it. If you have a wide receiver in your NFL draft that has a hammy, he's not probably going to be well the whole season.
And it's so hard to play like that because especially at a running back position where your burst is so necessary, every step you take, it's like you start questioning yourself and you're not paying attention to the game because you're like, can I go full speed here? Should I slow it down?
Or
can I cut on a dime? No, I can't.
Yeah,
you just can't be yourself.
And you might feel good in practice and you're running at like 85%. Once you're in game, like nothing matches game different. Speed. You might think you're running full speed in practice, but nothing matches what you're going to do in the game.
Who do you like top four? When it's all said and done.
Alabama. All said and done, Alabama. I don't like Penn State.
You don't like Georgia too? The way I had them?
I don't like Georgia.
Why? Who are they going to lose to?
I feel like
not losing to Florida.
Game. Actually, that's the problem. Georgia's risk is being there at the end, playing in
losing
the SEC
to Alabama.
Championship game and losing.
They
and
might still a one-loss Georgia team to lose to Alabama.
Stay four?
They might stay four.
One-loss Clemson, I think, is going
to
be
I'm actually
four.
Trying to do this by picking one per like conference.
I think the only team that doesn't have a loss in top four at the end of the year is going to be Alabama.
Yeah.
So
it's quite possible.
That's why I think you're fine. That's why I think Clemson stays in. I think Georgia stays in. And I think Ohio State gets in,
so
who has one loss right now.
You know who I'm going to throw?
Because I think Ohio State beats Michigan big this year.
I was going to throw Miami in there, actually, but
they're too far down.
I don't think they could, though.
I'd love to see it.
You know what? Fortune favors the bold. We didn't think Clemson would do anything last year. I'm going to go Miami.
But you don't see them losing another
Miami
game on their
barely
schedule?
Won yesterday.
That's the problem.
I know, but they're just look.
Go ahead.
Let's
we're
make
listening.
It
we're listening.
Let's
all right, go ahead.
Interesting.
They got,
throw
by the way, they got
there.
Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, and UNC still to play.
By the way,
schedule.
I told you guys I was picking up Travis Homer. I forget which one of you guys was like, I'd pick up the other guy. I was like, ugh.
No, I said great pick, but I would also take John Kelly.
Yeah, that's he's a John
I
Kelly.
I didn't say don't take Homer. Homer's great. I didn't say anything about him.
Homer got me 170 on
as
the
as he should have, yeah. I didn't say don't get him.
Don't.
Well, so I'm going Miami, Alabama. I'm going to go.
Miami won or Alabama won then?
Alabama won. Miami will be four.
Okay.
I'm trying to pick the two.
You think
between.
Clemson comes back into two?
No.
Oh.
I think I'm going one per conference.
Is that because they beat Auburn?
I'm trying to think of who's the Pac-12.
No shot. We just talked about this. Don't get enough TV time. No, I'm kidding. No, I'd like to see a Pac-12 team.
But they do.
You're trying to get a nice even spread. I like it.
Well, that's kind of what happens, right? Who was in the playoff last year?
Last year it was Alabama.
Florida State.
Clemson. Florida State and Ohio State.
Yeah, I think
that
so.
Was your four.
So you might
yeah.
have one that you yeah. might have one conference that doubles up.
Well, yeah. you are. You're going to have, I think, Georgia and Alabama. Those two SEC teams, I think, will be there in the end. We'll see.
No, they'll be in the SEC championship game. That kind
but
of screws.
We just said a one-loss SEC team still might
I think
stay in the
gonna
top
lose,
four.
They're going to lose to someone else. I don't think their quarterback play is as good as everybody says.
Because if you look at from 5 to 10 right now. You know what I mean? You're going to have Wisconsin, TCU, Ohio State, Washington State, Miami, Auburn on the outskirts.
One of you two,
any of those teams get into the top five? I think Washington's out. The voters won't put them back in if they're losing to an unranked Arizona State.
I bet like USC climbs up in an annoying way, but they are the big brand that.
Ohio State?
USC.
Oh, USC? They're too far down. I don't know if they'll make it back up.
It's week 7. They're only at, what, 13? And they'll climb up because
this is yours. Yeah, this is yours.
You tell us, man. Make a decision. Here we go. Top four. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Alabama, I'll put USC in there only because they will put a Pac-12 if they can.
No shot.
And for those TV ratings, they will try to get a Pac-12 team if they can. It's a committee, right?
Okay, who?
Notre Dame.
Alabama.
Miami.
We're not letting you
go here. Ohio State.
Okay. There you
Fair
go.
Enough. Good.
All right, and I'm looking at Penn State's schedule. I want to put Penn State in there badly, but yeah. They're playing Michigan still, Ohio State,
nope.
Michigan State. So they Ohio State. That's gonna be if they go over. If
they'll
they beat
lose
Ohio
one of those
State,
three games. One of those three games.
Yeah, but then it's Rutgers, Nebraska, and Maryland. I mean, they'll take care of those guys.
They
so,
could lose one of those three.
Yeah,
games.
I'm still putting Penn State in there. So I'm gonna go Alabama. One, Penn State. Yeah. Two.
I think a Big Ten team's gonna be in there regardless. Well, whether it's Penn State or Ohio State.
And you know what? My number three, I think Ohio State climbs back in there.
So do
man.
I. That's why I moved
the
yeah.
audio,
four.
The audio
I think
listeners
my fourth
think
spot.
You're probably like jerking it.
Oh, I love
Ohio State. We're live. They're not going to see it.
Urban Meyer, man. Top five cutest coaches.
Your boy.
All right. Cliff. For sure. Who's the guy on Last Chance You?
All right, no, stop. All right, and then I think George is number four. They're my top
there
four.
There you go.
Okay, all right.
Fair enough.
Move on.
That's going to be the title of this episode. No. Unless y'all give me something better.
Oh, that, no.
Pretender know, week is done there.
Upset Mania? Upset City? No.
Pretenders.
You guys got to beat top five cutest coaches. Or that's going to... That's the way I work on copy. If you guys have to beat that, it has to be better than top five cutest coaches somehow.
All right. Anyway, to shift a little bit, interesting yesterday though at the Auburn LSU game.
All right. Oh yeah, you got to ride out in
well,
a second.
But it was very interesting how I don't know if you guys know this. We talk about Orgeron stealing people's jobs, but it's his first year on the hot seat. That win yesterday, he's not going anywhere. He'll be back next year. For those of you who are wondering, but it's interesting how. As my conspiracy theory today, it's interesting how Les Miles was there.
Yeah,
and
is this Steve's conspiracy corner? Because we had a false start before.
We might have to ride out. All right, out pretty in 5 minutes. So
that's okay. I have to anyway.
All right.
But it's very interesting how someone's got some good music on.
Yeah, don't know if that's picked up on
the
Ybor.
Probably. But it's very interesting how he shows up at this game, makes an appearance at halftime when LSU was down. And all of a sudden, Orgeron sees him and all of a sudden pulls a victory out of nowhere. Right. And does one of the best coaching jobs defensively, which he's known for in the second half against Auburn. Very interesting how they think that Les Miles, they think the AD came down at halftime and said, look, this guy's here. We're going to give him his job back if you don't win this game. And it's interesting how Orgeron, all right, we'll get it done. We'll get it done when his voice is, you know. But very interesting how the day Les Miles shows up, they're able to get their biggest victory of the season against a top 10 ranked team. I find that interesting. If Les Miles wasn't there, do they win this game yesterday? Does Ed Orgeron put the pressure on himself? I don't know.
I just want him to wear a big mad hat. What? Like, he should just rock a crazy, like, T-Pain hat.
I just can't believe how Les Miles showed up to that. Of all the games of the year, the one where they really needed to win that game badly, and then it just happens to be there and put the pressure on Orgeron. Orgeron pulled it out. He looked like he had, you know, the greatest time of his life, even though the first half was probably the worst time of his life. At the end of that game, he looked so happy. I couldn't believe the fact they pulled this game.
Well, look, I got a heart out in a couple minutes. So
mine was 10 minutes ago. Let's get out.
Yeah, we got to go. I'll tell this story next week. It's a forever kind of story. Don't worry about it. I'll tease it out. Who knows? We may be doing a solo podcast.
Last one, though. Anybody got one upset prediction for next week before we leave?
Yeah, what you got?
We didn't talk about the games.
We also didn't talk about Tracy Wolfson, man. Check out our Twitter page. I met Tracy Wolfson
last week.
You met
her. Cool story, bro.
You guys are so jealous, guys. Me and Tracy are tight. She gives me all the inside info. I got a picture with her.
She didn't talk to you
We talk all the time. No, she says she's going to listen to her podcast. So
what up, Tracy?
All right. Are you going to tweet this at her?
Sure, I'll tweet this at her.
And tell her she's fire?
I'll leave that to you.
I would. Hey, Tracy, you're fire. I like it, but I'm married. Sorry.
You're fire.
Check that out.
Sorry, Tracy.
No, you're fire. You're hot fire. Dial on. All right. 3xopod.com. Do us a favor. Tell a friend. Tell your coworker at the office you got nothing in common with. Subscribe on all the stuff, YouTube, iTunes, your mom's house. What else we got?
Five-star rating.
Give us a five-star
rating. Yeah.
Even if you hate it,
email list, hit us up, message us on our Facebook page. We out.